Hello, my name is Dr. Sandra Cabot, and I'm joined by naturopath Margaret Jasinska, and we are doing a podcast on headaches, helping you understand the numerous causes of headaches and what to do about them. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Dr. Cabot, and thank you for listening, everybody.
Yes, definitely, because there are many people out there who have headaches and take a lot of painkillers. They may be taking a lot of paracetamol, which is not good for your liver, by the way. It is a liver toxin. They may be taking a lot of codeine, which is a narcotic and very constipating.
Constipation can then increase the risk of future headaches as well.
Yeah.
So it can become a vicious cycle. And obviously no one wants to be in pain, so painkillers are necessary. But we'd like to give you some information to help you reduce the need for painkillers.
That's right. Because, you know, when the painkiller wears off, you can get a withdrawal headache.
Yes.
Yes, so, but, you know, codeine wears off, you can get a withdrawal headache. Some people, if it's a kind of neurological headache, will take Lyrica, and that's a preventative. But still, what can you do holistically to help to prevent headaches? Let's look at the causes of headaches. They're numerous. First of all, migraine. That is a hereditary type of headache. And Margaret and I have done a very good podcast on migraines. So you can have a listen to that one. So you'll know whether you're a migraine sufferer because it's easy for a doctor to diagnose. Another cause of headaches can be high blood pressure. So definitely have your blood pressure checked.
Yes, because that could be the only symptom of high blood pressure you have. High blood pressure is often a silent condition. Unless a doctor measures your blood pressure, you may not even know that it's high. Headaches could be the only symptom you get. So if you are a headache sufferer, please get your blood pressure checked.
Yes. Now, if you have headaches around the temporal mandibular area, so where your jaw articulates with the temporal bone, when you open your mouth, you can feel that joint open and close, then you could have arthritis in that joint. You could have osteoarthritis in the temporomandibular joint, or you could have a misalignment of that joint due to a problem with your dental bite. So go and see a good dentist.
Yes, that's right. And issues like grinding your teeth at night or clenching your jaw at night can also create headaches during the day, and it's really only a dentist who'd be able to tell you if that's a problem for you.
Yes. And, you know, if you're on a really tight budget and you can't afford to have one of those expensive mouth plates designed, you can buy a sports mouth guard from the chemist. And you put them in boiling water and then you put it in your mouth and form it into a shape by biting on it. And that shape will fit your own teeth, and that can prevent the grinding at night, which not only wears your teeth out, but causes arthritis in the temporomandibular joint. So that's for those on a really tight budget, and it does work. Now, another cause of headaches can be sinus or sinusitis, which means inflammation in the sinuses caused by bacterial infection or fungal infection, or just a build-up of mucus and congestion in the sinuses, which increases the pressure in the sinuses. So that typically will cause pain in the forehead and in the temple areas and in the face where you've got the maxillary sinuses. So just below your eyes and on either side of your nose, there are maxillary sinuses. So if you've got pain around your eyes and your forehead and in the maxillary area underneath your eyes, the headaches could be caused by sinusitis.
Yes, and it's often a long-term issue for people. people with sinusitis typically will have a round of antibiotics every so often, and the antibiotics can clear the acute symptoms at the time, but they never actually get rid of all the bad bacteria that's hiding in the sinuses, because the bacteria can form a biofilm in the sinuses. So if you take an oral antibiotic, it never actually reaches the nooks and crannies of your sinuses. I found that your BactoClear capsules are extremely effective for people with chronic sinus issues, yes. Dr. Gabeau, because they contain potent essential oils in the capsules, which have a really strong antimicrobial effect, and there's no resistance to those natural plant antimicrobials. So they can actually help to wipe out bad bacteria and yeast and fungi in the sinuses, sometimes more effectively than prescription antibiotics do.
Yes, and you can take the BactoClear for months and months and months, and it will still work. So the bacteria don't become resistant to the antibiotic effects of the essential oils in the BactoClear.
Yep.
That's important. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who've been on antibiotics and or steroid puffers or tablets for sinusitis are full of candida and other pathogenic yeast, and that can cause pain in the sinuses. So the BactoClear is very good there. The other thing that I would recommend is avoiding foods that increase mucus production in your body. So go onto a dairy-free diet. That means no milk, butter, cheese, cream, yogurt, ice cream, or chocolate. I'm sorry, I didn't.
Well, you could get dark chocolate milk in it. And I think these days you can get chocolate that has coconut milk or almond milk
You can get dairy-free chocolate.
Yes.
And coconut milk is okay. It won't cause sinus, whereas cow's milk can.
Yes.
So if you have chronic sinusitis, go dairy-free and gluten-free, because gluten is like glue. It glugs up your sinuses, so gluten dairy-free diet can make a huge difference. You can also do steam inhalations with 2 drops of tea tree oil. You can do saline washes. And please take vitamin C. It's very, very good for any chronic infection. When you get rid of sinus, life is much better. A lot of those headaches will go away. And, of course, sinus can be due to allergies. But by building up your immune system with some selenium and vitamin C, your allergies could reduce a lot so that the sinus goes away. Another cause of headaches is premenstrual hormonal imbalances. So some women will say, I only ever get headaches just before my period or during or just at the end. And that can be helped by using a natural progesterone cream.
Yes, exactly, because it's the imbalance between estrogen and progesterone that often triggers those types of headaches. And so by using a natural bioidentical progesterone cream in the second half of your menstrual cycle, you rebalance those hormone levels. I've also found that women who get headaches just before or during their menstruation, look, they're often constipated just before they get their period.
Yes.
And that will hugely aggravate headaches. So gut wastes and toxins building up in the gut and getting through the gut lining and travelling to the liver. So it's the gut and liver stress that's more likely to occur before menstruation that can also promote headaches. And so that's why increasing fiber at that time before you menstruate with something like Fibertone powder, magnesium is wonderful. It relaxes the nerves and the muscles of your intestines. Yes, very
good. Magnesium.
So if you get a little bit constipated just before your period. And also a good old-fashioned liver tonic. Clean your liver. And then you'll get far fewer premenstrual-type symptoms, including headaches.
That's right. Take a liver formula, such as Livertone Plus, which has got everything you need in it for a healthy liver, and that'll help your liver to break down the excessive estrogens, which can be associated with premenstrual headaches. And by taking the natural progesterone cream, that's going to build up the progesterone and balance out your hormones. So you can prevent most hormonal headaches. Also, if you are constipated, you can use magnesium hydroxide, or you can use colon cleanse capsules, which contain that, and make sure that you don't become constipated. Also, make sure you drink plenty of water. A lot of people get headaches because they're chronically dehydrated.
Exactly. And if you're the type of person that wakes up with a headache, it usually indicates you haven't had enough water, because overnight, when you're asleep, you're not drinking anything. So first thing in the morning is the most dehydrated you're going to be in that 24-hour block. Mm. So if you often wake with a headache or get one in the first, you know, hour of waking, try to drink more water throughout the day.
Yes. If you get up in the morning with a headache, go and drink 3 glasses of water with some magnesium powder and a whole lemon freshly squeezed into the water, and you may not need that painkiller, because exactly, that can get rid of a headache within 10 minutes.
A headache. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so there you go. Love your liver and get rid of headaches. Balance your hormones and get rid of headaches. Now, if you have persistent headaches, you have a headache 24/7, day and night, that's serious. It could be a brain tumour. See your doctor for an MRI scan to exclude a brain tumour. See an eye specialist to have your eyes checked. And also, look into your posture, because you could have a spine that is way out of alignment and you might need an adjustment. Or you might need to take up Pilates, which is very good for balancing the spine.
That's right. Yes, if you have an alignment or posture problem, it can create chronic muscle tension and muscle spasm, and that can be the trigger of a headache. So it's worth getting checked.
So wishing you guys headache-free days, blue skies and happy days. It's been great to talk to you. This is Dr. Sandra Cabot and Margaret Jasinska. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.